Dictation 4, Wait, WADE, Speakerman, SP, Spikerman, SPIEKERMAN, January 12, 74. Address as a letter to Dr. Friston, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Friston, a follow-up for Mr. Speakerman with progressive renal failure, likely diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, nephrotic syndrome, negative serology. Probably a combination of diabetes and secondary type FSGS. No biopsy has been done. Last visit in October. Chemistry shows stage 5 kidney disease. We have discussed in the phone and now in the office the meaning of advanced renal failure. He has completed pre-dialysis class, clarified his insurance coverage. We are proceeding for AV fistula and peritoneal dialysis catheter. We established lisinopril and Actos and added diuretics Demadex because of severe edema up to the thighs with increased shortness of breath and orthopnea. He has gained easy 35 pounds over the last few months. There is dyspnea on minimal activities, probably less than 20 feet. Now on diuretics, all these symptoms improve, but it's still limiting. There is nocturia, denies vomiting dysphagia, denies diarrhea bleeding, denies chest pain palpitation syncope. He has chronic back pain, no pruritus, no rash. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice cholesterol treatment, Farxiga, diabetes on glipizide and insulin. The only blood pressure medicine right now will be the Demadex. Next paragraph, today weight 304, blood pressure 112.62, alert or intestine 3, minor tachypnea, has not required any oxygen. Few crackles on the left base, for the most part clear. Appears regular, no pericardial rapid gallop. Obesity of the abdomen, no gross ascites, edema to the thighs bilateral, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, few days ago, creatinine 7.32. Representing a GFR of 8, stage 5, normal sodium potassium, low bicarbonate 16, low albumin from nephrotic syndrome 2.7, corrected calcium normal to low, phosphorus elevated 6.2, normal white blood cell, minor decrease of platelets, anemia 8.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5, nephrotic syndrome, likely from diabetic nephropathy and secondary type FSGS, given morbid obesity. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, blood pressure well controlled. Next number, generalized edema, anasarca from nephrotic syndrome, presently on diuretics, salt fluid restriction. Next number, anemia, update iron studies for EPO, intravenous iron. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities with elevated phosphorus, starting today, FASLO, one each meal. Next number, metabolic acidosis, for now, no bicarbonate, so that we can diurese him appropriately. Next number, discuss about renal transplant, wife and a brother potentially donating. I discussed with him the process. He will need to choose a dialysis facility. We will make a referral. He will be seen, completed the study. If he's considered a good candidate, then a potential donor will be assessed. Next paragraph, comments. He understands that we are going to start dialysis in the near... He understands that we are going to start dialysis He's choosing home peritoneal dialysis. We are asking interventional radiology to place catheter. It takes 2 weeks to heal, and after that, we start training. If before that period of time, which is going to be probably 6 weeks, until he's able to do it by himself at home, symptoms develop, the option that we have is to do in the dialysis unit urgent dialysis, where he has to stay there for 6 to 8 hours every day until complete treatment. Our home peritoneal dialysis will be doing dialysis there. Alternative, a tunnel dialysis catheter can be placed, and we can do intermittent dialysis. We already discussed about the renal transplant. He does need an AV fistula. We are sending for the surgeon, and all the other metabolic abnormalities are being monitored and treated. This was a prolonged visit. Plan to see him back in 3-4 weeks unless he already is on dialysis. End of dictation.